All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I have some notes. I did not get to one of my notes. It says Amy tampons. And I'm not quite sure what that was.
I know. I just got myself in a situation. So I got a spray tan, and she came to my house. It was raining out, but not a big deal. Like, I don't need to leave. It's fine. Well, she comes over late at night to do it. And then, again, it's raining. She leaves. And then I realized I started my period, and I didn't have anything.
Oh, you can't go outside.
And it's raining.
Because it was
and I just spent money on a spray tan, and I'm by myself. Like, I have nothing, and it's 9 o'clock at night.
The story's so relatable to me, even the tampons.
Right. So I'm like, what in the world? So I'm like, great. So I get on Postmates, because I'm not going to ruin my spray tan, and I order tampons, 9 o'clock at night, and then... You know, I was like, I don't know who's going to get this. You never know who your Postmates person's going to be.
It's a 14-year-old boy. Hello.
And then it was just so awkward because he had to come to my door. I mean, I straight up sent him to get tampons and Midol. And sure enough, this guy came to the door and he was like, here you go, ma'am. Have a good night. And it's like 9:45 at night by this time. And I'm like, thank you.
I don't think anymore, and I'm not speaking for every dude ever, obviously, but I don't think it's as stigma-y as it used to be about buying a guy buying tampons.
Oh.
I still think it's a little weird. But
it was weird for me to have him go do it. I'm the person, maybe because I'm the weirdo. Like, if I'm at the grocery store buying them, I will go to a female checker outer. Like, if there's a guy,
I just don't think it's as
I know, but I don't want to go through anymore. And then have him thinking, like, oh, she's on her period.
But
he's going to think anything anyway.
Who cares?
Like, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I know. I'm saying this is just my insecurity.
Yeah,
so to know that I got a guy that came to my door and he's coming to my house, he's like, okay, well.
He's like, I know where these go. Yeah,
and he had to rub it in by saying, have a good night.
Right.
Oh, he's like,
you know it's not a good night.
And then he's probably like, golly, you can't leave your house.
He
you
calls
get
his
tampons.
Friends, Amy from the Bobby Bones Show, straight up shark week.
Right?
Yeah.
Angie's too lazy, can't leave her house. I wanted to be like, I'm not lazy. I got a spray tan and it's raining.
Yeah, because one drip.
That's a real thing, huh?
For us pale people that have to do things on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I know. It's just a perfect storm.
I have a lot of stuff that we had a really good show today, I feel like, so I didn't get to some of this stuff, and it has to be done today. How about this girl? She's 46 years old, and she is becoming a doctor. She just earned her PhD, and I'm not kidding. This is her real name. Her name is Marijuana Pepsi.
Mm-mm.
Her name's Marijuana Pepsi Vandick. She spent 46 years saying embracing the name her mom gave her despite the backlash. Why would her mom do this?
Yeah.
Her
she
mom
was drinking marijuana and Pepsi or whatever.
She was drinking marijuana.
Yeah, she was drinking Pepsi.
You know what I mean?
You tell Amy's a real 420 hit.
I mean, she was sipping Pepsi while puffing.
Puffing. You can tell we're so hip into the culture.
Marijuana
mother,
cigarettes.
Maggie Johnson picked up the name when she was born and declared it would take her around the world. And she goes, you know what? It's my name. I'm going to be called Dr. Marijuana Pepsi.
Wow. I'll be honest. I don't know if I'd click on that if I like searched a doctor on the internet and saw Marijuana Pepsi. I don't think I would pick her.
Sir, in for your heart surgery today. One of our finest. Dr. Marijuana Pepsi, please come to me. What the?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw that one. Did not get to that. I thought one of the biggest podcasts is the Joe Rogan podcast, which I'll listen to sometimes.
Oh, this is funny.
Did you hear it?
My sister texted me about it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, but she texted me about it.
Oh, it was great. What are you talking about?
She said that her husband was listening to it, and it's Joe Rogan.
And Charlamagne the God.
Yeah. And Charlamagne brings you up, and Joe Rogan says, I don't know that dude.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't know. Well, the whole thing is like the last, he's like, oh, you're the last guy to make it from radio. You're like the last. And Charlamagne's like, no, Bobby Bones. It's me and Bobby Bones. And he's like, well, I don't know who that is. But I actually took it super complimentary. Here, I'll just play it for you.
Yeah.
Here is Charlamagne the God, who's one of my best friends, who does The Breakfast Club in New York, the hip-hop show.
I got to give Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones.
Well, that's nice. I don't know who that is.
Shots fired.
I know who you are. Sorry, Bobby. No disrespect.
My
no
guy.
Disrespect. I'm sure he's great.
He's a nationally syndicated radio host, but he's on the country stage. He just won He won Dance with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they go on for it. See, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't being mean. He's just saying I didn't know you.
And they did like 2 minutes of Charlamagne being like, yeah, it's not just me. Like, I'm not the last radio. It's me and Bobby Bones. We're the last guys that will come from normal radio.
Yeah.
And like, so I took that as a huge compliment.
Charlamagne giving you a shout out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my dude. So got that here. Mark up stuff as we go. Yeah. Also to Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan was nice on that too.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I just don't.
No disrespect.
Yeah. People, famous, nobody's famous anymore. everything's splintered. It's you have to be super famous to be universally famous, and even the most universally famous people aren't even that famous anymore. Like the biggest pop star now, probably Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. You can walk down the street and show a picture of 10 people. Six maybe would know who that was.
And that's really famous.
Random. And that's really famous. Think about 10 years ago. Britney Spears?
Everyone.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So now everyone's famous to someone for something. We all find our specific things. That's why being called famous is weird. Because I definitely don't think I'm famous. I think I'm known to some people. But the whole fame... I mean, some people have 10 million followers on Instagram. I never heard of them.
Yeah. There are YouTube stars that I've never heard of that are so famous.
But to some people, or even like a Netflix show that you're a massive fan of that I've never seen, but Amy, you would watch Die Hard.
Yeah.
And that person would be famous, but I've never even heard of the show. So there are so many ways to get what you like to consume that people that you look up to for certain reasons would be famous to you. They've never even been heard of by other people. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. And that's just my general look on fame. There now... It's impossible to reach everyone. So what you do is you focus on your niche of people, which is what we do. And, you know, hopefully that niche continues to grow. But as long as you super serve, like, your people, like we have our people, then you're good. You can live off your little slice of the world. So are you confused with that?
Nope. I'm following.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk on fame.
You're welcome.
It's nice and short. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for keeping it short.
You have to keep everything short now, too.
Yeah, attention spans are.
People on radio now, because this is almost where I went. When I went away on this trip, one of my close friends, and we've been friends and we've worked together for a long time, is Rod Phillips, who is not only someone that's I've worked with, but I mean, he helped me get to Nashville, and then I helped bring him to Nashville once I got here. And so we spent a whole day just together in a foreign country, and we're just kind of talking about radio. And it's like, man, if you're doing radio now and you're just talking up the ramps of songs, you better find a podcast and specialize in something and start right now, gaining one listener at a time. Like, you got to be good. You got to find your specialty, and you got to hit it. And because you're talking about 13-second song intros, that career is – you got like a couple years left. And that's it. So just kind of interesting. But you can be famous to somebody. Like,
yeah.
If you specialize in The Simpsons, do a podcast on The Simpsons. Like if you're – be an expert in something. Anyway, I probably could do a TED Talk on that.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah, I'd go for another hour. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a boring hour to people who didn't want to hear it. Like media.
Yeah.
I could probably do that.
Call TED.
I saw a ripoff TED Talk book in the airport because TED Talks is actually a thing. It's a trademark, copyright, all the legal things. But someone did a book called A Talk with TED. And I'm not sure. I'm sure it wasn't the TED Talk people. But you definitely understood what it was.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's...
And then everyone just assumes it is a TED Talk thing, right?
You know what it's about, at least.
Yes.
And so, I saw that. What else do I have to be? I think that's all I wanted to do. Raymundo got a call from a doctor. I don't know if I want to do that tomorrow's show. Let's just do it now. Hey, Raymundo, come in here. Raymundo's in the glass room. I think you guys will like this.
You got a call from a doctor?
Well, it's just stupid. And Raymundo is quite possibly the best storyteller on the show. Raymundo, you got a call from the doctor?
Yeah, you ready for this one?
Okay. Yes, that's why I called you in.
Everybody gather around.
Yes, okay. Gather around.
We're ready.
Gather around the radio, kids. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways, when I was in college, freak accident, I fell off my bunk bed and actually broke my arm. Ended up shattering it. It was a major injury. I had to get a whole bunch of stuff done to it. Mm-hmm. Kind of ended my baseball career. Yes, I was cut from the team before that. After that point, I'm not playing baseball anymore. So it was very, very crazy. I dropped like 10 feet. Went in, got it all fixed up. My arm was better. Well, when they did the operation, they put a ton of screws in there. I guess now the doctors are doing that to make sure that it's almost like a bone. I'm not a physicist or a doctor.
No. Physicist.
I'm not a clinician.
No, you're not a doctor. Just go with that. Yeah.
But they do this stuff where the actual screws are in your arm and they're eventually supposed to remove it. Well, they never called me back. They're supposed to probably, I think, 2 or 3 years later, give you a call. Hey, we're going to remove the screws. Would you like to come in? They never did that. So 15 years to the day, the hospital calls me and says, hey, we never removed the screws from your arm. Would you like to come get that operation done? what? Why that? My arm's been fine for all this time, so they gave me the option if I want to get the screws removed from my arm.
What's the good thing about it? Like, if
they said there's no infection, that's probably how you're supposed to do the procedure, eventually getting it out. They don't want bolts and, you know,
metal
Phillips head screws and stuff like that in your arms. You're not supposed to
Phillips head screws. Yeah. All of a sudden in your hand, you have Phillips heads rumbling around.
They just said down the road it can lead to some bad stuff, and they said it was totally up to me.
But what are you going to do?
I don't want to. Then I have to wear, they said, a semi-cast for a couple weeks.
Okay. Is it free?
Yeah, I believe they cover it all.
Oh, then I'd do it.
I think you should do it, too. Because...
But then I'm going to have one arm, and not with my job, I can't do it with just one hand.
Okay, listen. Yes, you can. Secondly, you're gonna something's gonna be done eventually. You can wait, and it's gonna be worse.
Yeah.
Or you can do it now, and it's gonna suck for a minute and not be that bad.
I'm kind of going after them. Maybe we sue.
Oh my God.
Oh, because they left screws.
Yes,
in
Yes, they were supposed to have contacted me in the dorm. They must have called the dorm phone. Nobody picked that up. We ain't answering.
They just gave up. They called the dorm once.
Dorm
they were like,
phone.
Well, never heard from them. That Newberry dorm. He didn't answer. All right.
So I don't. That call got lost in translation. That's weird. I never ended up getting that, but I blame it on them. But I'm probably not gonna get it. I don't want to mess with my arm right now. I mean, the arm's been fine. Does it go off in metal detectors at airports? Yes.
Oh, it does?
Absolutely. Every time. They pat me down. My girl's like, oh, what the hell? And I'm like, what is going on? And like, my grabbing.
You scream like that every time. What is going on?
Every time.
Every time.
Because a buzzer goes off and they have like red things that light up on my shoulders and on my elbow.
And did you know it was because of the screws?
I figured it out after a little while.
Yeah.
But it happens every time now.
And so how does it? How do you react every single time?
I'm like, whoa, what the hell? My girl's like, sweetie. And I'm like, whoa, get back.
The whole scene every time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there he is. Thank you, Raymond. Yeah. There he is. Amy, what would you advise him?
I mean, I think you need to get him out.
Yeah, me too.
What if, like, you haven't proven to have some, like, super strength arm with the things, but what if you get them out and then all of a sudden your arm has, like, awesome, like, it works way better?
I can lift a little bit more with that arm.
Yeah, bionic almost?
No,
yeah.
The muscles have grown back stronger with the screws.
Wow, it's amazing. Mm. All right, there he is, Raymundo, everyone.
A screw is stronger than bone.
All right.
Thank you.
As he's walking out, he yells.
Last word.
That's like Braveheart. You will never. A screw is stronger than bone. Here's today's show. Enjoy. We hope you enjoy it anyway. Share it with your friends. Thank you. Bye.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's time for spring cleaning. Quip's got an easy way to start with your brushing habits. Just 2 minutes twice a day can help pave the way to a healthier mouth and mind. Now the whole family can get refreshed with Quip, one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip now has a new kids brush with the same built-in 2-minute timer, sensitive sonic vibrations for healthier gums, and a multi-use cover for brushing on the go as their adult brush. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for $5. Just a friendly reminder for when it's time for a refresh and to help you stay committed to your oral health. Over 1 million mouths love Quip, so why not make the commitment this year to a better, healthier smile? Quip starts at just $25, but if you go to getquip.com/smile, you can get your first refill pack for free. Start smiling brighter right now and get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/smile.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. We are back and we are live today. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Got a big Tuesday show for you. I want to put on Julie in Kansas. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to ask?
I was calling, one, to give a shout-out to my boss because she got me and some of my coworkers tickets to see you when you come to the Kent State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
In Hutch. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then, yeah, I'm really excited. And then the question I had was for Amy. She, last I had heard, Stevenson was taking ballet and hip-hop classes, and I was curious as to what his decision was, if he enjoyed it, if he wants to do it again, especially the ballet, because okay. I thought maybe, yeah.
Well, Amy has an 8-year-old son who was into dance. Is
yes.
he still taking dance?
Dance is on pause for the summer, and both of my kids are doing gymnastics now. So I don't think either one of them walked away from dance. I mean, the classes or the package we had paid for is up. So we asked them how they felt, if they wanted to keep that going, if they wanted to try something new. Because the thing with them... they lived in Haiti for so long at the orphanage, they didn't get to experience a lot. So right now we're not pushing anything. We're just like giving them opportunities to experience. And now we're in gymnastics. So we're going to see how that goes. We're only like, you know, two days of gymnastics in. So
did Stevenson do ballet though?
Stashira did ballet. So he wanted to, but he only did hip hop. And then he would gaze at her. He would like watch her class through the window and then try to emulate what they were doing, but he never officially took a class.
Did your husband care if he did ballet?
I mean, it definitely was like a thing. Like, well, if he wants to do it, he's like, I guess we're going to have to let him do it. But yeah. He's like, I don't like it. And then he'd be like, son, let's go outside and throw the ball.
What do you think about that, Julie?
You know, I think, I mean, what Amy said, you know, they didn't have a lot of opportunities in Haiti, so it's great that they're letting them try all these things and that, you know, all those opportunities. So that's really cool. So good job to Amy and her husband.
Well, thanks. We're trying not to make it too overwhelming. It's not like we're trying to, like, pack in a bunch of activities, but I think it's fair to give them, you know, a taste of, like, this is what kids do. You need to figure out what you like to do.
I want
to
do ballet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some of that stuff.
You can. They have adult classes.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The creepy old man, me going into it. Oh, is it all adults or just one adult?
No, it's a adult and it's open. Like for the kids ones, you have to pre-register, but the adult ones, it's open enrollment. You just show up.
My little white tie. I dress like an adult tutu.
Because trust me, I thought about it.
Hey, Julie, thank you for the call. Really appreciate you listening.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, see you later. There she is.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Raymundo, what's your new commercial for? Is it a car place?
Yeah, it's the same one, Ford. I'm just trying to sound more like a dad.
A dad. Okay, so Raymundo is our audio producer, and on Father's Day, he declared himself a dad because his girlfriend saved her eggs.
Yes.
So you could be a dad in the future.
Absolutely.
But people have a problem with that because you're not a dad yet.
That's fine. Everybody's going to have their opinions. That's kind of how I feel. I'm a dad.
Okay. Here's his new commercial. It's for Ford.
Oh my gosh. Is he going to talk about driving his kids around?
I don't know. Here we go. Here's Raymundo's new commercial.
It's Raymundo. Crazy how time flies. I'm a dad now. Bay froze 23 of her eggs, so it's a full-time job being a parent. I got to get a new, safer car for all those little guys, so that's why I'm going to Ford of Murfreesboro. Before, I was a single guy chilling in the Trailblazer on Broadway, but not anymore. Now that I'm a dad, I stick to the suburbs, and safety's number one. Just look for me and Bay in a Ford minivan with a bumper sticker that says 23 little ones on board. Man, we got a car full now. We'll see you at Ford of Murfreesboro. Hey, guys, keep it down in the back. They want to talk to parents and adults. That's what I catered to.
There's no way. There's no way you sent them that.
Hey guys,
I'm going to.
That's like your little eggs.
That's so. Even if it was just a bit, and you were like, "Hey, I wrote this for the show," and act like I would think it was the funniest thing ever. But the fact that you're really going to send it to them,
sell some cars.
Let me know what they say.
All right.
If they don't run it, they're nuts. Just because people will remember that.
It's Raymundo. Crazy how time flies. I'm a dad now. Bay froze 23 of her eggs, so it's a full-time job being a parent.
I'm blown away.
It's a full-time
Thank
job.
You.
Eddie's got four kids over there, and he's not whining about it.
He offends me so much with this stuff.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In sports, Michigan beat Vanderbilt 7-4 in Game 1 of the College World Series final. Game 2 is tonight. In Philadelphia, 10 police recruits were forced to resign after they tried to cheat on an open book exam. Apparently, one member of the platoon of recruits got answers to an exam and then gave them to everybody else. And finally, in southwest Missouri, massive flooding has cut off access to some major roads. Officials are warning, please never drive through flooded roads. Turn around, take an alternate route.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time to open up the old mailbag here.
Bobby's mailbag.
Last night, I got home late from work and noticed a suspicious guy walking near my apartment. This is inside the note we sent. It was after 10 p.m. I was a little on my guard, so I pulled up a random Insta video of Bobby and started walking towards my apartment. As I walked alone, I said a silent prayer that Bobby's video would be enough of a bluff that it looked like I was video chatting with someone. I made it safely inside. I randomly picked an Insta story. It was his. It was the perfect setup, and it looked like we were talking, and I think that may have been what made the guy not come after me. Anyways, just wanted to share that story from Larray. I haven't thought about
Crazy,
this.
Crazy, yeah.
And I don't know if the guy was going to attack her or not.
Well, she doesn't know either, but she felt like not safe, and she wanted to look like she was FaceTiming with someone.
Which is a thing to do. I mean,
You can even really get on FaceTime with somebody, too, so they can know. Mm-hmm. But that was a pretty smart thing, just to hit a video to look like talking. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to share that. Do you keep a mace or anything, or a knife, or...
I have some mace. I haven't carried it in a while, but I totally should. I have it. It's like a pepper spray.
Morgan, yeah. Number two, you?
Yeah, well, I carry a rape whistle that I got in college that I've always had with me.
Really?
Isn't that what they're called?
I mean, you could have just had a whistle.
Well, that's what they're officially called, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I
didn't know that.
Like, they're different than a normal whistle. They have like a longer cylinder, so they like have a high-pitched sound, I guess. Huh. I don't know, they gave them out at college. And then I use an app that I hold down.
What's the app? It plays something? No.
No, it's called Noon Light now. It used to be called like Save Something, but you basically hold a button, and if you let go for a certain amount of time, then it calls the 911.
Really?
Oh, wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
It's called Noon Light. I was just looking at my phone. They had changed it, the name of it, but...
I'd never heard of that. I think that's a pretty thing. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Noonlight.
Mm-hmm. And you like just hold down, you put in your like... emergency contact and like the 911 near you, and you hold down the button
and pray you don't drop the phone just in general.
Yeah, you do have to like put your thing in really quickly if you let go, if you like accidentally let go. Yeah. Or you will have cops like surrounding you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's a good thing to pass along to listeners. And also the idea FaceTime with someone, or mm-hmm. even pull up an Insta story.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah, thanks for sending us, by the way.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This two-year-old kid's walking on the side of the road by himself with no shirt, just walking. And this nurse is off work, and she just finished like a 14-hour shift. And she sees this kid. She's like, wait, that doesn't look right. There's a two-year-old?
Yeah.
How tiny is a two-year-old?
Pretty small.
Small. Yeah.
It's very small.
But they can walk.
Yeah. They can walk, barely.
Waddle.
There's a two-year-old walking by himself, no shirt. So she's like, all right. So she pulls over. She goes back to the hospital. And they help find the parents. He had left the house while the family was asleep.
Oh, wow.
And just started walking down the road. Isn't that crazy?
Scary.
So luckily, she sees it. It goes, that shouldn't happen. Grabbed the kid, took him to the hospital. Like,
thank goodness, yeah.
And it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was a crazy story. And also, like, I don't know, lock your doors.
Yeah, so your kids can't get out.
Your kids can't get out. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. That's some good. Shout out to her for making that decision and doing that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisiana. A man came home and found out someone had broken into his garage, stole some workout equipment, some boxing gloves, and also stole his security camera. So he goes online and checks the stream, and it's still going. It was the neighbor had ripped the camera down and never turned it off, so it was just sitting on his couch in his neighbor's house.
Oh, wow.
That's
funny. That's amazing. I'm starting to do commercials for a camera, right? And so they talk about how robbers, the first thing they do, or burglars or whatever, the first thing that they do is knock on the door everywhere they go, because that's how they know if people aren't home.
Yeah.
And if somebody answers, they're like, oh, wrong house, or hey, it was here to sell you something. They have a plan. But like 80 to 90% of, they'll talk to people after they broke into the houses and go, hey, why? And they're like, well, or what do you do? First thing they do is they knock on the door. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah, sometimes I'm home and I don't want to answer the door. So then now are they going to come and rob me and I'm home?
Yeah, you got to think about
that.
Well,
listen, that happened too, because I do this. It's these blink motion cameras, what it's for. They talk about that. One guy got his house broken into because he was just at home and they knocked. And he was like, it's nobody. And so he didn't answer it. And so they broke into his house and he's in there chilling.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting
across America. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're back live today. We were not here yesterday, so we didn't get to talk about what I did over the weekend, but it was my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, Sharna's birthday. And on my birthday, she had made this crazy Instagram story of tracking our entire journey together until we won Dancing with the Stars. It was super awesome. She put a lot of time into it. And so instead of just buying her something, I thought, well, I would like to do a gift where I put time into it as well. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll still see it. But I went and I bought these because I love shoes.
Yeah.
I bought these pure white shoes. They were Nike Air Force Ones. And I went to Hobby Lobby and I found like those little mirror ball squares and I busted the squares with a hammer, which by the way, I can't walk barefoot in my house right now because I'm afraid there's glass on the floor.
Oh no. Yeah.
But I busted the squares and I made like mirror ball shoes. And I took all the little pieces and I went over all the Nike sign with the mirror balls. I painted I went and got this spray paint that's like mirror spray paint. Who knew it even existed? So I made her a pair of mirror ball shoes. And then there's a whole video up of me like,
so cute.
Like making them.
Pretty clever, dude.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Not gonna act like they're the best crafted because I'm not very good at that. I did work at Hobby Lobby, but I did. I put a lot of time into it, and I think that right. I think it was good.
I think it's super thoughtful.
I feel like I'm a pretty.
I love
good,
it.
I'm a pretty good gift giver.
You are. Like you make us look
well. And I shut down the option of spending money. Like I spent $70 on the shoes, $20 on the squares, the glass squares to go over the Nikes with them. $4.95 on the spray for the bottom. And then I just shot a little video of me making them the whole time. It's
love
like
it.
A cobbler. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a cobbler.
Shoe guy.
It's on my Instagram there. So, if you guys want to see it, what'd you think of that when you saw it?
Love it. I think it's so like super special,
thank
super
you.
Sweet, thoughtful, creative.
Thank you.
All the things.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's what you could start doing. You can make it like your thing. You could just decorate Nikes for your friends.
No, yes, but I'm not good at. I can't draw. Can you? Are you a good drawer in here?
Decent.
No.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Yeah, Mike D's a good drawer. I can't draw. My handwriting is terrible. I nothing.
How much time did it take you to do all this?
3 days.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
You know, in all his free time.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to break the glass because they would come in squares for like a mirror ball. What you do is you put it in water and you let them soak and then you get the scissors, like the cutting scissors for electrical.
Yeah.
And you let them soak in the water and they're a little bit and then you snap them and then you have to find them to glue. It's a whole process.
Dang, dude.
Thank you very much.
Arts and crafts over here.
They call me Hobby Lobby Bobby. Doom, doom. If you like arts and crafts, just call me. Take it, Amy.
Use the Hobby Lobby Bobby.
No,
Bobby.
That's it.
Teach you origami.
Teach you origami.
Are there any more birthdays coming up in here soon? Just, I guess, Lunchbox in July?
Yep.
Next month? How old are you going to be, 39?
I'll be 38.
Oh. Wow.
Young 38.
A young 38. Raymundo, when's your birthday?
September.
All right. Gonna make you guys some shoes. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do for everybody's birthday now. Just make you guys a pair of shoes, white shoes.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Our video producer, Eddie's got a couple kids, and he's got a couple more now because you're fostering two kids.
That's
too.
Right.
Four kids. So where do you go?
Where do I go? I go to Walmart. And so I have a newborn. This is one of my foster kids. He's like 3 months old now. And we get gifted a lot of formula for the baby. So somebody gifted us the wrong kind of formula. So I went to Walmart to go exchange it. And the customer service person, not even going to say which gender, okay. Just in case they're listening, but she's, dang it, she says, you can't exchange that. And I'm like, well, why not? I just want to get a new one. She's like, how do I know you didn't steal it? I was like, excuse me? Like, I didn't steal this. And she's like, well, we don't know. So you can't just bring formula over here and just expect to get a refund. Can't do it. It's like, I just want the new one. She's like, sir, again, I'm going to tell you, I don't know you didn't steal these cans of formula and you want new ones or whatever. So I just can't do it.
Is that a thing where people steal formula so much? Like,
yeah.
It's a highly stolen thing?
Yeah, because it's very expensive and it's necessary. So sometimes they have it locked where you have to get someone to unlock it.
It's like Sudafed?
He's
like,
right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't like how she just straight up thought it's an option that I could have stole it. I did not steal it.
Did you have a receipt or anything?
No, because it was a gift.
Mm.
It was a weird situation. And
wait,
I felt
how did
accused.
It resolve itself?
The big boss came in and said, don't worry about it. You're
Sam
fine.
Walton?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are the foster kids?
They're good. They're good. You know, we're making steps with them, and it's just, I mean, we're really becoming a big family of four now, and it's kind of, it's crazy.
Will it be weird for your two children if those two, or when those two foster kids leave?
Yeah, it's gonna be weird for all of us. We're getting at that point. I know when we first started talking about this journey that like, oh no, we're going to stick to the plan of, you know, just we're foster parents. See however long we're going to have them. And then they're just going to go back to their lives and we're going to just deal with it. We're at that point now where it's like, ooh, it's going to get really hard.
Really?
Because we're so close now.
Yeah.
Any chance that I don't know, you adopt them?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, all of that stuff is just out on the table. I mean, yes, there is a chance. There's a chance that they go back.
I feel like that's progress.
Yeah,
I don't feel like you've...
You used to push it away
so
hard.
Yeah, you're like, no, we're sticking with our plan. That's not roadblock Eddie.
I'm telling you guys, like, it's just a thing. When
yeah,
these,
no, it's hard.
When these kids just become part of your family every day, it's like, I can't picture now. I'm telling you right now, I can't picture our family without them too now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you stay in touch with them if they go back to the parents?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're already kind of in touch with the parents, so I assume that we'll be able to stay in touch with them and be part of their lives.
Oh, which, I don't know if the other parents, that may be weird for them.
That's
though.
True. It might be weird.
Your foster son, the older one.
Yes.
He bought you a gift?
He did.
With his own money.
Bought me a Father's Day gift. See, we have a reward system at our house that involves money. Like, you know, if you do something that we ask you to do, you get money. And so he's collected quite a lot of money just from the things
that
he's
done. Quite a lot of money? Like how much money?
Like $20.
Okay.
You know, which is good because it's all in coins. And so Father's Day came around and he said, I want to buy Eddie a gift with my own money. And so my wife said, okay, pick out whatever you want. So he got these cool yellow golf balls. He knows I like golf, but guess what? Mm. He likes golf too. So he buys the golf balls with his own money. I open the gift and he's like, can I play with these outside? So he starts playing with them. Guys, it's like, you know, what, 2 weeks later now? Like he wants to keep the golf balls.
Oh.
there is.
Golf balls.
So
his.
It's no longer my gift. And you know what? He bought it with his own money. So they're his golf balls.
Well, that's pretty selfless of him to think even about you, because it wasn't the plan to buy himself a gift.
It was not.
That's progress.
I agree.
He sounds so happy when you talk about those kids.
Man, I'm a big smile on my face. That's, you can tell.
There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's this 46-year-old guy in York, Pennsylvania named Peter. His girlfriend broke up with him, like moved out, didn't tell him why. So he wanted to know why.
Yeah.
So he got in his red Kia Soul, but he disguised it as an emergency vehicle, put lights on it and everything. And he thought, you know, he spotted her finally because he wanted to pull her over and ask what was
goodness.
Up. Why did you leave me?
Wait, that was his goal, just to pull her over?
Yeah, yeah, that's why he disguised his SUV as an emergency vehicle.
I've heard a lot of stories, and I usually tell if they're going a good way or a bad way. I don't feel very good about this one.
Yeah. So he thought it was her, but it was three city council members instead. So he got arrested.
He didn't even know. He wasn't even for sure on the pullover.
That's
like,
weird.
He didn't get up beside her.
Yeah.
Or like, what I would do is hide at her house and let her drive out and then pull her over. It's just me. Probably. Wow.
Yeah. He turned the lights on, pulled him over, walked up to the driver and asked,
why'd you ghost me? And the driver's like, I'm Frank. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So it turns out he had the wrong car. They worked with city council. They called the cops. He's facing charges for impersonating an officer.
Yeah, that's funny.
Maybe you should just like.
What's he look like?
You mean 46-year-old Peter from York? I don't know.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
I'm curious. What Peter. Okay, what else, Amy?
So Taylor Swift's newest pet is on the family payroll now. She got Benjamin Button trademarked. Which was Benjamin Button not already from the movie or?
Was it Benjamin Buttons?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
So remove the S.
For me, I'm going to trademark Paul McCartney.
So, yeah.
Because apparently all you got to do is drop a letter of something really famous.
So her first two cats, Meredith Grey and Olivia Benson, already trademarked, but now Benjamin Button has been added. And she has Meredith Olivia and Benjamin Swift. So, yeah.
It is Benjamin Button. The movie's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh.
And they didn't think about trademarking it.
I'm not sure. There are a lot of different ways to trademark something, and there are a lot of different categories. They have a very famous story about getting legally in trouble for trademarking something that was very famous once. I don't know. Hopefully Brad Pitt doesn't go after her like I was chased one time. All right, is that it?
No.
Thank goodness. Give me another one.
So, a new survey asked people to name the top slang terms they use to describe something.
Oh, and don't tell us before we give ours.
Well, I have older Americans and then younger.
Okay, so a little bit, like I've been trying to like breadcrumb in things being dope.
Yes, just trying to bring it back a little bit.
So that would be you.
Hold on, wait. Don't judge until I'm finished with my whole.
I'm not judging.
My inner monologue is coming out through my mouth, and. Most people don't think it's weird if I just use it a little bit, but I don't feel comfortable with it because I just thought, let me see if it works. So I'm really cool. I feel is like a universal,
mm-hmm.
like something's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like cool. It's almost, I listen to Morgan number two talk and go, well, if she says that, I'm still cool. Because how do you, like 17?
No, I'm 25.
Okay,
yes.
Same thing. So, cool, and I'm just going to go with cool as my answer. Go. I think universally that's a good one.
Okay, yeah, across all generations, cool,
thank you,
awesome, and nice are accepted.
Awesome is still, awesome. I still use that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then there are words that do divide the old from the young.
I don't say lit under any circumstance.
Like older Americans say... far out.
No, that's old American. It's not older.
Far out.
Neat and superb. Yeah. And then the young ones say dope, lit, fire, sick, and Gucci.
Okay. Some of those, I do say sick and I pull that off just fine. I can pull that off. Like if those are some sick shoes, I can pull that off. Dope, not really.
That's you.
No, I can pull that off.
You
no problem.
You've got sick in the bag.
Been saying it for
bag.
5 years. Okay. 5, 6, 7 years. No problem.
I can say lit.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No. No.
What about Gucci?
Nope. Would never in a million years. Wouldn't buy Gucci. Can't. That's none of that's happening with Gucci. Don't say Gucci. Don't say lit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you're trying to fit in, like if you're a parent and you're trying to be in with your kids, just slide in Gucci.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I would say I only use sick toward fashion items, though. Now, when I think about it, I don't use it as anything else other than fashion.
That makes me think how my husband talks about airplanes. Uh-huh. And if he sees a plane that's, like, awesome, he'll say that it's sexy. And it's so weird.
Yeah, and that's not part of the list.
It makes me so,
wait, so
I know, but it makes me so uncomfortable.
If he sees this like central, this big cylinder
some, like,
flying
awesome,
through the air with wings, does it turn him on?
No.
He's like, oh,
no, and it's not like
he bites his lip.
I'm not talking like a Boeing 737. Mm-hmm. I just mean like if we're at the like airport. And there's, you know, like some
shit. It's a lot of sexy at the airport.
This is him at the airport. Oh.
I gotta go.
Every terminal he walks by.
Stop making fun of him. This isn't to make fun of him.
No.
If you walk me by terminal C7, I'm probably not gonna be able to handle myself.
But he'll be talking to me about some plane, and he'll be like, I mean, this plane is sexy. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what about your wife?
He's like yeah, she's nice. She's nice. She's far out.
I know. She's neato.
She's neat.
She's superb. Yeah. So, right. Yeah, there's that.
Don't be hating on my vernacular.
Because
a little bit you did.
No,
you were like,
I mean,
sick.
No, you saying sick made me think about how he does that with airplanes.
But I rarely use it even on the air. I will only talk about that if it's a fashion item.
Okay. Cool. Lit. It's Gucci.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
I'm done with you.
Me too.
Mostly because you're done with the
Me
pile.
Me too.
All right. I got a message on my phone just now that I didn't think I was going to get. I didn't think that I could. Do you know who it was?
I have no idea.
Did this happen before you got to work this morning?
No, I guess not. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it did happen before you got to work.
Oh, okay.
You don't know?
Well, then
Mike D and I, so we kind of geeked out of it, didn't we?
Cool.
It's cool. I got a message from someone, and it was a voice message where they push the button and talk into the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll play it for you 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
But when I got it, I ran in because I didn't know how to save it on my phone because it was one of those where you push play on your iPhone.
Right.
And I was like, Mike, we got to save this. I got to play
before
this on the air.
Before it self-destructs.
Yes, because that's what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It said 2 minutes until it disappears. We saved it, and I will play it.
Okay.
It's the coolest.
Got it.
I'm going to leave it there. We'll do that in like 20 minutes. So if you leave in the next 20 minutes, you're going to miss it because I geeked out. You know what, Eddie?
What?
You're going to geek out too.
Who is it?
It's someone who's never been on the show, ever, in the history of the show.
Ever?
Ever. Do you want to take a
guess?
And
they left you a voicemail? Voice memo?
A voice memo.
I want to take a guess.
Go ahead.
Ed from your band.
Oh, Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
That's a good guess.
Thank you. Is it Ed?
Because I can't get him to respond. It might be, but it may not be. I'm not going to say either way. Amy?
Anybody that's coming to my mind, I'm like, well, they've been on the show.
Right. Never been on the show.
I don't know.
Okay. Think about it. I'll come back to you in a minute. We have Tell Me Something Good coming up in a second. Lunchbox has one. A college student in Florida has been using his extra meal plan money to do something really cool. How many stars do you give the story, Lunchbox?
5 tacos out of 5 tacos.
Five tacos is his next story. Lunchbox, do you have a guess about who you think this person could be that left me a voice memo?
Man, Eddie's going to geek out. Probably that guy from the Beatles.
What's Paul McCartney?
Paul
McCartney.
And he's still alive?
Yes.
He is.
And he just calls Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Well, I don't know. Eddie's going to geek out, so it has to be someone musical.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah, good point.
Just thought I'd call.
That's a good guess, Lunchbox.
How are you doing? All right. Because he does have the Beatles movie is coming out.
Exactly.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to come on and promote it.
Yeah, don't sleep on Lunchbox's guesses is all I'm going to say. I wonder how you would deal with this, Lunchbox. A lottery winner forced to split $30 million with his ex-wife.
What? Did he win it when they were divorced?
I just feel like he'd move to the hills anyway. Like, mm-hmm. you'd just run away.
Like,
yeah, well, so back in 2013, he hit it. He won the Mega Millions lottery, $80 million. Ended up being worth $38.8 million after the government took their cut and with fees. Unfortunately, he was in the middle of a divorce. Like, he had,
hadn't happened
he
yet.
He wasn't divorced all the way yet, but was in the middle of the divorce.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So.
But she was already out the door. Well, she was already on her way out and when he got the ticket.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Here's what happened. He filed for divorce in 2011, okay? And they were still in arbitration. Fast forward to 2013. They're waiting for the arbitrator's decision when the winning ticket happened. And so 2 years after they said they were getting divorced, and she still gets half of the $30 million.
That is absolutely insane. I would appeal. I would go to the highest court, Supreme Court, Justice, whatever they're called.
You can't just show up at the door with a manila folder and be like, hey, man.
You got to run that up. They were already separated for 2 years because she was dragging her feet and wouldn't just take her money and get out of there. Like, she wanted to wait and just in case he hits the lottery.
How do you know that's what it was?
Because arbitration. Like, what's the arbitrator waiting for? Why does it take 2 years?
What if he was the one keeping it in arbitration?
We don't know why it was an arbitration.
It's probably her because she's waiting for money. I just like, see.
Well, you know, you can't wait on a lottery win.
But that's
she can't
what I'm
be
saying.
Like, oh, I hope he wins the lottery in the next year. Or two.
But how does she feel she's, you know, she should get that? She should be like, hey,
she
if it's not.
She feels rich.
Oh my gosh.
She feels amazing.
That's disgusting.
Wow. I mean, talk about a big screw off. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I read that story and
thought
about you there. That's awesome for her. Stinks for him. I just wonder what it goes back to why they get divorced, right? If he cheated on her, then boy, that's a big old piece of karma pie.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. But if like she did something dirty and then she gets $15 million, that stinks.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Roland goes down to college in Florida, and he's a freshman year, and he gets done at the end of the year, and his meal plan, he has like $1,000 left, and he goes and tries to get his money back. They're like, nope, sorry, school gets to keep that $1,000. So the next year, he decides he's going to do something different. At the end of every year, whatever he has left over, he spends it on non-perishable food items and donates to the food bank. So this year, $1,300 left over, so he bought cereal, canned goods, and took it down to the food bank.
That's good. He learned something, and he probably went before the last day of school, like with a couple days left.
Yes.
Spent all that money.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, good for him.
Love it.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Morgan number two right now. Let's go.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood posted a funny clip on Instagram showing their son Jacob is not really a fan of her husband Mike Fisher's singing. He cries every time Mike sings, but then when Carrie sings, Jacob stops crying.
Be the love that will always be.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thomas Rhett said that he wants to have a gigantic family. He said there's nothing more fun than being around his kids, and he can only imagine it gets more fun the more you have.
That guy loves being a dad. I was talking to him yesterday. Like, that guy loves, like, makes me want to have a family. He loves it so much. So if anyone's, I told Amy the other day, I was like, because she was posting an Instagram story with her son. I was like, I need one of those. I was like, but I need one that age.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to have a baby. I guess I'm going to probably have to at some point.
Yeah.
People always talk about, like, you know, a bun in the oven, you know, get a bun. I don't want the bun. Like, I want it. I want the Texas toast. You know, I want it to be done. I don't want the bun. Mm-hmm. I don't want the poop and the pee.
People always talk about that morning sickness. You don't want all that.
I just want it to be like seven. Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
And then Jake Owen shared a cover on Instagram. It's a country spin on Cher's song, Believe.
Let me say this about Jake Owen. I like Jake a lot. And this whole thing was an Instagram post about him and the LGBT community. And I love it. I'm also a big advocate as well. And I love it when country artists step forward. And he wrote, and I just want to read this because Jake's awesome and funny. He said, I Googled gayest songs of all time, and I decided that we were going to put our spin on Cher's Believe. And so here you go. Here is Jake Owen doing Cher Believe.
Do you believe in life after love?
They go straight hoedown with that, don't
man,
they?
Man, the banjo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Going hard.
Sounds like Andy Griffith running around with the bottles. You know, he's blowing out the bottles of the X's. It's a good version. I just love that Jake Owen is speaking out. I love it. And this is a jam, too.
Do you believe in life after love after love? Do you believe in life after love?
It's like his background guy.
After love, after love,
after it's good.
I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Do you believe?
Well, I'll say it one more time. I love that Jake is actually saying something, and that's really cool. All right, Morgan number two.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Thank you very much.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now,
nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go over to Zora in Missouri. Hey, Zora.
Hey.
Are you good?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm real good. Hey, it's Bobby. Tell me something about you.
I was just calling to say that I really, really appreciate all you guys do for our military folk, and the Pimp and Joy stuff just really melts my heart. I have two kids, and their dad is currently deployed right now, and we listen to your show every morning, and it just brings good feelings to us while he's away.
No, I appreciate that, and I know, I don't know how often you get to talk to him, but when you do, please tell him that we say hello, and we appreciate his service, and he's the reason we get to do what we do.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. We'll just keep doing everything that you guys do, and I really appreciate all you guys do.
Well, thanks for taking the time to call us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And hey, do you have a... Zora, by the way, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have a guess on who sent me a voice memo that I'm going to play on the air in a minute?
I'm going to go with Lunchbox's guess.
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
By the way, his second guess was Jesus.
Okay.
Is it Jesus?
These
are all people that would never send me a message.
I have a guess now.
Yeah, go ahead.
George Bush.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Okay.
But, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, sure. Anyone could.
Totally.
She was trying to be funny and make fun of mine.
No, I just thought of somebody that hadn't been on the show that would be a really cool voice memo, like a former president.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
What?
Has to be Tim Allen.
Arr.
Why?
Because he was watching Toy Story, and so he saw it on Bobby.
That's a great guess, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys give Lunchbox crap, but that's it.
Okay.
Well, in that case, is it Tom Hanks?
Or Tom Hanks.
Or
I don't know anybody else in the movie, so that's all I got.
Oh. Or is it the guy from Cheers who does Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Listen, you've all given quality answers. Zora, that's a good guess. Well, no, terrible guess, Zora. But still, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no problem. Right. Thank you guys so much.
Bye, Zora.
Oh, my gosh.
Zora gets harassed because I put her on the spot for a guess.
It's Tom Hanks.
No, is it Reese Witherspoon?
Wait, how is this turning into the
Toy Story?
By the way, let me just hop on that for 1 second before the corny. I've never seen Toy Story, and I watched Toy Story 1 on the plane yesterday. And only for a few hours on my Instagram story, you can see my live Toy Story Instagram story along.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you call it. I'm like live Instagram storying like my thoughts as Toy Story was happening. And I don't know when that movie came out, like the 1961 or something.
90s, right, Mike?
When? 95?
Yeah.
But I was giving my thoughts as it was happening. And people thought it was so funny that I was live Instagram storying something that they had seen, you know, 20 years ago. But it's Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you want to see that. But I did. You want the review now or no? I'll save my Toy Story review.
Okay,
I'll save my Toy. But I did watch it yesterday. And it was only an hour and 20 minutes, which was fantastic for a cartoon. And I don't know what Toy Story 2 or 3 or 4, how long those are, but I hope they never went to 2 hours. Did they?
No.
They never did?
Hour 40 at most.
Hour 40? Are you kidding?
That's pretty long. Yeah.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
Open-toed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Open-toed shoes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Open toe shoes.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let's go over to Patty in Florida. Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
I'm great.
Thanks.
I listen to your show, and it just makes my whole day.
Oh, thanks.
I'm 75 years old, and your show, I've been listening to radio for a long time. Your show is the greatest one I've ever listened to.
You're telling me you're 75, and of all those 75 years, this is the greatest show you've ever heard.
Yes.
Did you ever hear Abbott and Costello's radio show, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, I did years ago.
Years ago.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm from Ohio, so, you know, I listened to all of those. And Amy's laugh is so infectious. It just, every time she starts laughing, it just makes me laugh. She's so darn cute, I can't stand it.
Well, we're glad that you can.
I love Lunchbox. I think Eddie is super. And I really would like to have Lunchbox guess my weight sometime, but I know I probably won't get through. But
well, I can put you on hold if you want to hang around for a bit. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a 75-year-old on guess Lunchbox
no.
weights. Would you like to hang on hold and try in just a few minutes?
Well, I'll try, but I do have to get ready for work, so we'll see. I'm still working.
Work at 75?
Are you not going to work at 75?
Heck no. You better be kidding me. I'm going to be on a lawn chair on the beach at 75.
Might. Okay, if all you're right. planning right.
How about a beach chair on the beach instead of a lawn chair on
or
the beach?
Or maybe like she
got
wants
money.
To work.
A picnic table in the forest.
I mean, what kind of job can a 75-year-old do?
Okay, Patty, Lunchbox wants
yes.
to know
wow.
what you're... And I'm gonna ask
she
nice
has
way.
To be a greeter at, like, Walmart.
My what? Dad worked at 75.
Hold like, on.
Wait. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, Patty, tell him.
Tell him.
I work for an eye doctor, and I do all their insurance billing, and I've been there for 10 years.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, boy, I'd have someone double-checking those books. Like, Patty, I love you and all, but I mean, and I know you work in an eye doctor, but at 75, there's no way you can read all that and know what you're doing.
Well, I have pretty good eyesight still, so I'm still in pretty good shape, and I did it for 15 years in Ohio, so... I just, I don't really read it. I just key in some numbers.
Well, listen, Patty, we are very thankful that you listen. If you want to hold, you're more than welcome to. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll grab you and see if you want to hang. If not, just thank you for calling. And so, this is the thing. Like, you know how you always mess with your friends?
Yeah.
Like, we pick on
yes.
each other because we're very close.
I love it.
Callers call in and we heckle them. That means there's a closeness feeling to it. We just wouldn't pick on somebody if we... And I think that's just a good example of a Lunchbox going right up. Like... This is what we do. So if you ever call and we kind of give you the business, it's because we feel close to you. Okay, Patty?
Okay, great.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Have a good day at work. I'm going to put you on hold. If you want to hang, great. If not, that's cool, too. Just glad you called.
Okay, I'll hang on for a little bit.
All right, there she is. There's Patty. Well. Do you want the voice memo now?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
finally.
Okay, so let me say this. I didn't know if I could – I didn't know that when I came back to work today that I could talk about – and I can't – there's only so much that I can say. I didn't know I could talk about doing – running Wild Bear Grills yet. I just didn't know. So here is a voice message that I got just a minute ago.
Hey, Bobby, it's Bear. Just to say well done again on all you did on Running Wild. So proud of how you did and our adventure together. So glad you're back safely. For all of you listeners, Bobby, what a legend of a man. Yeah, you're going to be so proud of how he did. Have a great day.
So,
wow.
I disappeared for a while. And I can't say where I went, but let me tell you, it's a whole different world than where I am now. And I went and did Running Wild with Bear Grylls, where he takes out, and I use the term with finger quotes for my sake, but he takes out celebrities, which I'm the least famous person on the show this season, maybe ever. I can't say. I just have to pick my words wisely here. But he's a former SAS serviceman. Like, he was big military survival guy. And we went to places and did things that were nuts. And I didn't know I could. And it was like, hey, play this for your listeners if you want. But.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Bobby, it's Bear. Just to say well done again.
Love the guy. Like, I wanted to be his best friend. We were out there dying in the wilderness. And I was like, but I still want to be your friend.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like a bond experiencing
it was
stuff like that with someone.
Craziest. And I've been able to tell Amy some stuff. And it was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. What would you say?
Oh, yeah. Pretty crazy. I was talking to my husband about some of it, and he was like, yeah. Because I guess where you've been, where you went, mm-hmm. my husband has spent a lot of time there, too. And he was like...
In the military?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
He did a lot of training there, and it's like, I can't believe Bobby's going there. And then after he got back, I was like, well, he survived. And we were talking about some stuff, and Like, even one of the things that you did, my husband was like, I don't know that I would do that.
I'm telling you.
I mean, wow. I guess you have to, so he would. And he, yeah, but he's like, that's crazy.
And I can say this, that it's all real, man. You go, and I'm like, come on, it's a TV show.
Right.
And it takes me, so they contacted me, I guess, a couple of months ago, and they were like, hey, would you like to come on Running Wild with Bear Grylls? And I thought, no, I'm not crazy. I don't want to go die in the wilderness. And then you look at a lot of the celebrities who have done it, and it's everybody from, you know, Kate Hudson to, I mean, it's like real.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. Obama. Yeah. Like, but oh, let's be fair. Like, the people that are super, super famous, sometimes they have like easy ones in America. Let me tell you, my one in America. And so away we went. And it was all real. And it's not like there's a 40-person camera crew following you around. It's just a few dudes. And you go, and I'm not going to say much else because I don't want to get in trouble. This show airs in the wintertime.
Okay.
But it was the craziest thing I've ever done. And it's 2 days out in the, I don't even want to say wild or wilderness.
But that's the name of the show, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean,
you can say
you're
wild,
outside. Do you, it's fine.
Do you want to see something, Eddie?
Yes.
Come over here.
Yes, I do.
Because I try to call. Wait, Eddie, did I already show you this?
Which one? Let me see.
Well, I may have showed it to you already. This here?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, and you thought what?
Crazy?
Yeah. Like, so anyway, I did.
I thought like, okay, if I could pick one thing that Bobby would never want to do,
right.
This would be
if
one of them.
If that's what I think it is, like I was thinking maybe you like probably peed your pants a little bit.
And listen, I've already been skydiving, right?
Yes.
So you would think anything would be mm-hmm. like, whatever.
Yeah, but not
okay.
that.
Okay.
I don't know that I could do that.
Anyway, there you go. I tell you what happened was, just aside from being on the show, I'm back. I'm done. I'm alive. I've survived.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest experiences of my life in many, many ways. Love Bear. Gave me a cell phone number. Was like, whatever you want. Like,
wow, that's awesome. In case you're ever in a position where you need like to survive, you can just call him.
You have one call. You
yeah.
call him.
Oh, I thought I would just like call him at night and be like, "What up, baby?" Oh. You guys are like in survival. I just thought I'd like blow him a call and be like, "Hey, you good, buddy?"
Or if you need to settle some like survival debate, be like, "Hold on, let me call my buddy Bear."
I want to know what the nights were like in the tent.
I can't tell you.
I can't say anything.
I was about to give something away big time, but I can say this. He is so good at building things quickly. Like, we built this
city.
Well, I'm going to say city.
Fire.
We built this fire. Duh, duh. I mean,
it's like you turn around and it's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now. But I'll say this. When I was leaving, because I left country. I had to country hop and do some crazy stuff to get where I was going. And it was somewhere I never in my life thought I'd go, that where I ended up going. And I get delayed for 7 hours. In the Nashville airport on the day I'm supposed to leave.
Ooh.
And if a 7 hour delay, I would just go home. But it kept getting delayed 45 minutes, 30 minutes. So you kept waiting.
Mm.
So I fly to Atlanta because Atlanta is where you start the international part where I'm like popping around. Well, Atlanta, I missed two different international layovers to these connecting flights. So it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm supposed to get there the night before I start the show. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, we have no way to get you out. And the next flight's at like 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they're going, we're going to put you in a hotel for 3.5 hours or so. So we're going to send you over to the hotel.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. And I'm like, all right, because a lot of the hotels are connected to the airport. And so I'm like, all right. So the car comes, and they're like, oh, by the way, all these hotels are sold out. We have to send you to like it's like the outskirts.
Oh,
it's like the hotel they sent me to.
Oh, no.
It was like barely on the edge of Atlanta, underneath an overpass, right next to a Waffle House. And so,
were you like, I'll just stay at the airport?
This is how this is starting out.
Yeah, no. I was
you're like, where's Bear? Is this my adventure?
And so I was in the back of a car, and we're going, and I get pulled over. We get pulled over. And the cop, because that show takes you somewhere, and the cop pulls us over. Pull over. And he doesn't go up to the driver. He comes up to me and he goes, hey, you don't need to be in this part of town. And I'm like,
what?
I know. I'm starting to think, is this the first part of the adventure?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking around for cameras in the car.
Oh, like you literally thought
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like literally I thought, is this, okay, are we being funny? Like, is this the first part of a prank
funny
show?
Funny guys.
Were you acting like a, so.
And there's footage of it.
There's no cameras.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, also relax. Like, I'm good.
I box.
No, it's not even that. It's like, I grew up. I'm fine. Like, don't worry about me. So We go to this hotel, walk in. I'm not kidding. There are four prostitutes in the lobby.
Oh, what? Like that. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was protecting you that way.
He was like, he was like, you don't need to be in this part of town.
Wow.
I don't know what, because they put me in like a black car, and
it's not a lot of black cars in that part of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get out, and it's kind of shady. So I go up to my room and just get in the closet in the fetal position.
Cry a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I'm only there for like 3.5 hours or so. So I really don't even sleep. And I go and I start flying internationally, and I got to go to do a couple international hits and move around, jump around. And as soon as I land, I'm exhausted. As soon as I land, we have to start the show. There's nothing. And they're like, we got to go. Because they only had 48 hours to do the whole show. And I did not meet Bear before the show started.
Really?
There was no talk. I think maybe there would have been had I got there the night before, but I was so delayed. And then away we went. And at one point, I fell asleep during the show.
You're that sleep deprived.
I was that sleep deprived where we had to like chill for a second and wait for, I don't want to give too much up. And I literally fell asleep. And they won't use it because Bear thought it was so funny. He was like, most times in the wild, people's senses are at an A level. Bobby fell asleep.
This guy's tired already.
Wait, so why wouldn't they use that?
Well,
I feel like that'd be funny.
I don't know, because unless the backstory is I couldn't get there in time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't sleep for like 3 days. But he thought it was so funny that he was like,
this is where Bobby goes to relax. Finally.
He's like, yes.
As everyone else's adrenaline would just be pulsating through their veins, Bobby Bones has decided to take a nap.
That'd be funny, actually.
I mean, yeah, they should probably use that.
So, it was cool. Loved it. Again, I have to be real choosy about my words. Wasn't going to say anything about it today. That's where I've been. There's pictures on my Instagram. I tried to keep...
Yeah, you turned comments off.
Because some people were like, are you here? Are you here? And some of them were getting it randomly.
Yeah, that's smart.
And so I just turned the comments off.
Yeah.
But not on all Instagram posts, just like the two before when I was sitting on a rock. I saw things I never thought I would see. Again, I'm from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700. I'm a food stamp kid. And for me to be able to get to go and do that, it was wild. And also, and then I'll finish. I have so many stories to tell, but Bear does so many of these shows. He does in different countries too. He does like China. He does India. He does America, like Running Wild with Bear Grylls. He takes celebrities out and takes them out of their element and does crazy stuff. He doesn't even really know who a lot of the celebrities are anywhere because that's just not his thing. So to him, I could have been Denzel Washington famous. But the good thing is he doesn't know. So if he likes you, he likes you.
Yeah, not for what you do.
Not based on any sort of celebrity.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And so what was cool was, like, he obviously knew my story, and, you know, we sat around and talked about it, and we really bonded. I think, for me, I'll stop talking about it there, because I will slip.
But we're all hoping you do.
I know. Anyway, are we good? Everybody good?
Yeah.
We can't really open up for questions.
Do you know when...
In the winter. I think the show starts in November.
Oh. We're summer now, so yeah.
So let me say this. Hold on. Just so the question is, I don't know when Family Feud's coming. It will be this summer. Yeah. Celebrity Family Feud with our show. Don't know. We asked ABC. All the episodes are done. I don't know yet, but in the next couple of months. The CMA Fest, which I'm hosting, is August 4th, I believe, with Thomas Trent, Kelsey Ballerini, and then this will be in the winter.
Okay.
So not sure yet. And don't know if I'm going back to American Idol. I feel like I probably...
Probably find that out in the fall.
Probably will, but...
Get all the seasons
but
here.
I don't know. All right, Raymundo, should I... Raymundo's coming in and... we dropping the song?
Yeah.
All right. Raymundo just dropped the song.
Does that mean we can talk more?
No, it means I went on too long.
More questions.
It means I went on too long. Bones. Bones. Yeah, give me that music. Here we go. Now Lunchbox will guess your weight. How this happens is Lunchbox will talk to you on the phone. He's probably never talked to you in his life. And by taking 30 seconds, just asking you some questions, he can guess your weight within 5 pounds. Let me bring on Ashley in North Carolina. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm real good. Now, let me ask you the standard question. Have we ever met?
We have never met, unfortunately.
Okay.
Wow. Are you single?
The man asked you a question, Ashley. No.
I couldn't hear. What did he say?
I said, are you single?
Whatever. It doesn't matter yet.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, all right.
I was trying to say, if you, is that why you want to meet Bobby? Because you're single.
All right, here we go. Let's play.
Wow.
Lunchbox guesses your way.
Dang, actually, she got a little snippy, didn't she, already?
You got 30 seconds.
What's her name?
Her name is Ashley.
Ashley.
Guess her weight within 5 pounds. Go ahead.
Ashley, how old are you?
36.
How many hours of sleep a night do you get?
Oh, 7 to 8.
What's your favorite sport to watch on TV?
My favorite what?
Sport to watch on TV.
Oh, basketball.
And how many kids do you have?
Zero.
Who is your celebrity crush?
John Party.
Time is up. John Party. Interesting.
Got an answer
she gave
in
it to you anyway.
Yeah, she did. She did after the bell.
Oh.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're a little flustered. I know you're nervous because you're like, oh my gosh, all of America's going to know my weight after this.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't
Within
stress.
5 pounds lunchbox.
And I'm going to say, you know, you don't have any kids. You're 36 and you like John Party. So I'm going to say you're a tall, skinny gal. I'm going to say you're 143.
143. Ashley, what do you weigh?
Oh my gosh. 145.
Yeah! Don't be nothing so disappointed, girl. Jeez,
wow.
What up?
Come
Why
on.
Are you so mad?
Oh, whoa. You two have developed this feud in like 8 seconds.
She's like, dang. Ugh.
All right.
Like,
well,
she's supposed
thought
to
she
celebrate.
Was stump
Why did you,
you
think her being a John Party fan had anything to do with her weight?
Just how I do things.
Okay, so don't ask.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Ashley, thank you so much. Patty in Florida. Here's Patty. Hey, Patty.
Yes.
Okay. Is this Patty? Is this Patty?
Yes.
Who's 75?
Oh, Patty.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Patty.
Oh, this is my grandma?
Patty's... Okay.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I made it.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Granny.
And you wonder why people get mad at you.
I'm excited.
Patty's seven...
Oh, Patty, I got a great question.
All right. If I were 40 years younger, I'd love to meet you too, Bobby.
You can meet him at 75,
wow.
Girl.
That's true.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready to guess
Yeah,
Patty
yeah, yeah.
Boy? All right.
Patty, what's your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
What kind of cookie?
What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, oatmeal, raisin.
And have you had any hip replacement, any joints replaced?
No, I have not.
How many pair of yoga pants do you have?
5.
What's your most annoying habit?
What's that?
Oh, boy. do you wear hearing aids?
No, but you're on speakerphone, so I can't hear you.
How do you like your eggs?
Over medium.
What year were you born?
1943.
All right, there we have it. There we have it.
Wow.
All right.
That is?
That
yeah,
well?
Patty, I got you. Don't worry. Hey, you got five pair. Patty, let me tell you. I'm shocked that you have not had anything replaced. You wear yoga pants at 75 years old. You like oatmeal raisin cookies. And I'm going to say you weigh 119.
He says 119. Patty, age 75. Patty, Patty, what do you weigh?
117.
Yeah! Yeah! You go play bingo tonight to celebrate,
bingo.
Patty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Easy over there. Let her have her prune juice. Relax. No need to jump to conclusions about her lifestyle.
Patty, you're fun. I like you, Patty.
I walk 4 miles a day, so that helps.
There you go.
Oh, I should have got you. Dang, Patty,
I
you
love
are.
Patty.
Patty, thank you for calling. You're a real treat to have on today in
Patty
both segments.
Is goals.
Yeah. Raven, we're going to do one more. Let's bring on Raven in Tennessee. Hi, Raven.
Hi.
Raven, have we met before by any chance?
No, sir, unfortunately.
All right.
What is up with everybody wanting to meet? Hey, let me tell you, I made out with a girl named Raven one time.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
His sentence changed right in the middle of it.
Yep.
What's up with Hey, let me tell you, I made out with a girl named Raven.
Because he just thought of it.
I was like, man, I think I've made out with a girl named Raven.
What if
before.
This is her?
Nah, it was down in Texas.
So?
That's true. Did you ever go to Sixth Street?
Raven, you're on. Lunchbox will guess your weight within 5 pounds. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, gosh. Journey, Small Town Girls.
What color's your hair?
Blonde.
How many hours a day do you sit down at work?
8 hours a day.
What's the size of your sports bra?
Oh.
A large.
Okay. What's the last TV show you binged?
The Double Shot at Love with Pauly B and Benny.
Okay, you like, and when's the last time you worked out?
I'm sorry, time is up.
Oh, I think she was saying I don't work out.
Time is up.
She said large.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that. That's a good sign, guys. Guys, come on.
Okay, Lunchbox, can you go 3 for 3 today?
Yeah, this girl's easy. Like, she's cool. She's from Tennessee. Raven, she flies like a bird. She's got to be 149.
149, within 5 pounds. Raven, what do you weigh?
145.
Yeah!
three for three.
All right.
Does it again. Wow, 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 wow. All right. Thank you to all the players. Large, yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so shout out to a firefighter in Littleton, Colorado, because there were these four little scared ducklings like stuck like in a drain and at the bottom of a drain. And they're like, how do we lure these ducks out? Because they were like hiding in a pipe. It was a whole situation. Well, a firefighter, quick thinking, decided to pull up YouTube on his phone and pulled up little duck calls.
Oh my goodness.
And he so played from the duck calls? YouTube, played it from his phone, and it was like quack, 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 quack. And then the little ducklings, one by one, started to come out of the drain and they rescued them.
Was that from YouTube or your voice just then? That was real good.
Oh, that was me.
That was me.
So the full flock of ducklings were safely reunited with their mother nearby.
That's good.
Isn't that so amazing?
That is good and smart. And that's what's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones is my name. Just hit my Instagram story. I did a review of Toy Story 1 as I watched it for the first time ever. I'd never seen any of them, and you guys were kind of giving me a hard time.
Yeah, and they've made four now, so
yeah,
this is the one.
Yeah, I watched one.
First one.
But I was on a plane yesterday for like 14 hours, and I opened it up, and I kind of storied along with it. And I loved that it was only an hour and 20 minutes. And I think we're beyond spoiler now, right?
Yeah.
I was shocked that Buzz and Woody didn't get along at first. I was like, what am I even watching? It felt awkward because they weren't boys. I thought they were like toys together. It turns out that Woody had been living there already.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes Buzz Lightyear. Like, he owns the place. And so there's beef. And then they end up becoming buds at the end. And I was so intrigued by Sid, the kid who's the evil, the bad guy of the thing, which I don't think he's bad. I just felt bad for him because kids are only bad because their environment isn't healthy around them. And so I felt bad for old Sid because obviously he wasn't getting love from his parents. So I'm writing all this out as I'm going.
Compassion.
They vilified the dog, which I thought was awful because it was a pit breed. I love pit bulls because I think dogs are only as mean as they're raised, not they are what their breed is. And sometimes people want to eliminate breeds because they're just big. What if we did that to humans? What if he said, well, you're a big human, you could probably do a lot of damage, we should just eliminate you?
Yeah, it's not good.
No, you shouldn't do that. And the last thing we know in Toy Story 1, the dog's in the middle of the road, trapped in the middle of those cars, in the middle of the highway. So I was really lit up about this show.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I had a thought, like, Woody the cowboy and Buzz the astronaut, wait, Woody the,
Yeah.
Come from two different places, two different kinds of people. You know, Woody been, and at the end they get along. They don't look the same. They're not from the same place. And their ideals are a bit different at the beginning. But much like us as Americans, we're mostly on the same page. Even if it's somebody you disagree with on the other side of the political spectrum, we let like the 12% of us that's different dictate the other 88% of us. And we're like, well, we differ on a few of these opinions, so we must hate each other. And we let that dictate how we feel about the other side, whatever that is. And I was like, man, I wish people could see Buzz and Woody, and they get along good and turn into a whole thing. So that's pretty, it's good. I give it 5 out of 5 SIDS.
Ooh.
Because I feel like Sid was so misunderstood, and he just wasn't loved by his parents enough to be a good kid.
Yeah.
He was a real douche, though, wasn't he? But it was good. It was a really good car. Listen, would I watch it just now out of my own? But I did watch it, and I enjoyed it, and I loved that it was short. But I just think that We let our few differences get in the way of how similar and how much we want to be loved and how much compassion we have for each other. Anyway, I took that from the movie. I guess it worked on me, folks.
It sure did.
All my Instagram story, it's up. Mr. Bobby Bones, only going to be there for a couple more hours before it disappears. So you can follow. I also did, I tell you, behind the scenes of when we made our Blanco Brown, which he does. Gonna do the two-step.
Gonna do the two-step.
So there's a new video up of our behind the scenes of how we learned it. And I was looking at the chart this morning. This is the number 4 song in all music. Not just country. Or whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure what chart it's on. But it's bigger than Taylor Swift's song right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
To the left now.
To the right.
Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders, do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine. Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your head, send it. It's simple, you can do it.
That's good, there it is.
Slide to the left, slide to the right.
Let's go to Carly in Louisiana. Hello.
Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing. I'm just about to walk into work.
Well, I appreciate you calling real quick. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I listen to your show every day, and I love it.
Thanks.
And I just heard the segment where Lunchbox guesses the weight, and I thought it was hilarious.
You know, we all...
And like...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it. No, you go ahead. It's your time. Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's crazy that he can guess that.
Yeah,
like I'm impressed.
It's every once in a while he'll miss, and I think to us we've seen him do it right so many times. We always root for him to miss, but I don't think he's missed it like the last three times we've done it. Well, thank you for that. What kind of job do you have?
Well, I'm in PA school right now, so honestly I'm just on rotation, but I just call it work.
Oh, cool.
I'm in Baton Rouge at the VA working for the veterans this month.
Good for you. Well, thank you for calling and thanks for listening.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
See you later. I'm taking this, what do you call it? It's Miralax.
Mm-hmm.
I got I burp all the time.
Oh.
All the time.
No.
Is that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Something's going on. I think that's indication that your body's trying to
maybe,
get rid of something.
Maybe. I'm trying so hard. Maybe it's all the traveling, though, too. By the way, I came back. I did get to announce, and I didn't think I was going to, but I did Running Wild with Bear Grylls. I said I was going to do it. I still can't say where I went, but I did go. I came back. We were not on the air yesterday. We had a few days where we were doing our deals, but Bear did leave me a voicemail.
Hey, Bobby, it's Bear. Just to say well done again on all you did on Running Wild. So proud of how you did and our adventure together. So glad you're back safely. For all of you listeners, Bobby, what a legend of a man. Yeah, you're going to be so proud of how he did. Have a great day.
Wow, he said legend of a man.
Yeah.
And in the background, if you listen closely, you hear Shawn Mendes playing.
Is that what it
yes.
was? Yes. Is it Stitches? What is that?
No, it's a, if I can't, everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Everything means nothing if I can't.
Like, listen again. Like, Bear Grylls, the survival guy who's super military.
Hey, Bobby. Have a great day.
Bear Grylls listen to Shawn Mendes as he calls.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Jam 2, by the way. This song. Everybody like this song?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know the song, Mike D? Yeah? It's Mike D's birthday today, so I'm asking him all the questions.
To tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Hey, tomorrow around this time, I'm not sure her name. You know her name, Mike? This girl's coming in who her boyfriend goes off to be on The Bachelorette. And he's like, baby, I'm going to go, I'm going to do The Bachelorette, get a little notoriety for my music, and I'm going to come back to you. And then he goes off to The Bachelorette, and he comes back to town, and then just ghosts her, never talks to her again.
Wow.
Her name's Haley Stevens. She was the girlfriend of the guy who went on The Bachelorette and then ghosted her. And we have a lot of talk. Like, what did...
Yeah, because how far? I don't know where
I just got to know. Before
the...
I start going, hey, I think is he still in at Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah.
Is
he doing well?
He's doing real well.
Okay.
So apparently he then goes on the show. Does he turn and go, I came on to do music, but now I'm in love with you?
He told her, he said, listen, I got to be honest. You want us to be honest with you? I came on here just to promote my music. I just want to get my name out there, get my music out there. But I'm really starting to fall in love with you. And I just had to be honest. And she's like, thank you for being honest. And then they make out.
Oh, wow.
And then this girl, she has to watch this stuff on TV, right?
So that's why it's the perfect opportunity for her to be like,
he ghosted her, like came back and did. Like, I always don't know this both sides, but if this is true, total douchebag of a dude.
Mm.
Like, at least come back and go, you know, I went on the show.
And I fell in love.
And I fell, and it's not, like, let's just say.
Like, and you're going to see some stuff, like, this is how, like,
yeah.
Well, maybe he can't really say for sure how long he made it. Or how long?
All I'm going to say is if that's really, and we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. This is
that's
cool.
A real douchey thing to do to another human. And listen, it's not like we all haven't been douchebags in our own ways.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have been.
Sure.
I mean, it's been a few years, but, you know.
No, but that's a. But we're gonna find out tomorrow if that's the deal.
That's cool.
This Jed Wyatt, if that's really the case, and he's an artist, and he did this to this girl, I'm blackballing him.
Okay,
from the
hold
show.
On. No,
I'm
I was gonna say.
If he treated someone like this,
Bones.
I gotta find out from her though. I'm gonna make my judgment tomorrow.
Okay.
So we don't have to treat the Bachelor people like politics. Like if you have one politician on, you should have the other one on.
Oh, he's invited. We invited them both on.
Okay.
Oh, at the same time would have been great.
But old Jed was like, oh, next thing you know, oh, Jed's a millionaire. Yeah, you're trying to come on.
Adam Beverly.
Yeah. So now Jed does not want to come on.
Okay.
But his girl Haley Stevens does. So I'm happy to put them both on. I'm happy. But
I'm curious why she let him go.
Because they weren't, no, Eddie, they weren't married.
So, but he's going to the Bachelorette.
You break off immediately.
So I'm, all good questions.
Don't think I'm not going to push her on that tomorrow.
Yeah,
because you want to support him because you want him to make it big.
Okay, I could see how this would be good for your
career. If she comes in tomorrow and I feel like Jed Wyatt's douche, he'll be blackballed from this show. And don't think I'm kidding.
Because right now he sounds
awfully douchey. I haven't even seen the show. Lunchbox, see a nice guy on the show?
Yeah, seems like a nice guy.
Oh, man, I feel bad. Oh, crap.
Shoot.
Dang it. Well, maybe not.
Great. Now I'm torn. We'll let tomorrow be the deciding factor. So that and I don't watch The Bachelorette, but it is interesting TV. A lot of my friends watch it.
So good.
So, there you go. Oh, Jed.
And you said that Hannah chick's hot, right?
I don't remember what she looked like. Hannah B.
Hannah B.
Hannah?
Oh, Alabama Hannah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's, Alabama
she's
Hannah.
But here's the thing about her. If I'm her, and I got to know her a little bit, un poquito. But if I'm her and this story plays itself out after the show, I don't want to be with someone who did that to another girl because that means he can do it to you. If someone cheats on somebody, like let's say Eddie and I are dating, which has been my dream forever.
Sure, good scenario.
I've been really trying.
Roll with it.
So let's say Eddie and I are dating. And Eddie cheats on me, okay? And then Eddie cheats on me with Lunchbox. Man, this is getting hotter as it goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And hey, we all make mistakes in our lives.
Yeah, and so now Eddie and Lunchbox are together. If I'm Lunchbox, I got one eye open on Eddie the whole time.
Because he cheated on me,
so why would it say if something else came along, you wouldn't cheat on Lunchbox?
But he didn't cheat because this girl gave him permission to go on the show,
Not to love and not to, like, hook up.
She knows he's going
to
have to kiss.
Music.
My point, I'm just saying, if I were Hannah Banna, what's her name?
Alabama
Bandana Hannah.
Bananarama.
I would always have one eye open on this dude if that's the case. If he's lying to a girl about a relationship, he can lie to you too. That's it. I've spoken.
Wow.
Well, that's tomorrow. That's an interesting thing. I'm anxious. I hope she just spills the old hot chocolate, as they say.
Tea.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We know it's a hot beverage. Dixie Chicks are putting out a new record, apparently, which is awesome. I love the Dixie Chicks. Dixie Chicks have been talking about a new record. Natalie Maines posted a video from inside the studio using Instafilter, says Dixie Chicks album coming, and then that's when it gets iffy.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then, yeah, so that's cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to have them in.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Oh,
yeah. That would be a big one for me.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Up there with, you know, all the big stars now, we know as normal folks that we're lucky. We live in Nashville. We see them. We live lives beside them.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the grocery store and see them, work with some of them, play with some of them. But, like, people when we were kids that were cool are still cool to us.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. Dixie Chicks. I would love to have them in. Amy, they're one of your favorite artists?
Yes. Have been for, obviously, like, a really long time. But,
you have your favorite three songs of all time?
I do.
Coming in at number... Going in number three here on Amy's top Dixie Chick songs.
There's Your Trouble.
There's Your Trouble. There's Your Trouble.
Coming in at number two here on the Dixie Chicks Countdown. These are the biggest Dixie Chicks songs of all time, as given to us by Amy. Amy, number two?
Wide Open Spaces.
Oh.
Wide Open Spaces. Room to make a big mistakes. She needs new faces. She knows the highest.
Wow, Amy.
Oh, background.
The highest.
I guess that's how I used to sing it in my car with the CD.
Don't stop. Hey,
And coming in number one this week, our name is Top Dixie Chick Songs of All Time. Number one.
I feel like this is obvious, but Cowboy Take Me Away.
Cowboy Take Me Away. Close to you.
Everybody.
Closer to you.
That's impressive.
And we pass out.
Dead air. Yeah. Until someone comes in. All right. Amy, anyway, Dixie Chick's new music.
Yeah.
Love them. Would love to have them on.
Yeah.
I got a call here. This is Shannon. Shannon, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What would you like to say?
Well, I mean, I basically was just sending in a quick text about some of the language this morning. I listen to your show every morning with my son. We love it. We wait for, like, the we wait for certain segments. And this morning I was driving him to camp, and we heard the word douche and douchebag, like, I don't even know, 20 times. And he's like, hey, Mom, what's a douchebag?
Good question.
And so it just kind of threw me off a little. We love your show. I mean, we've been following you now on Dancing with the Stars and even on American Idol recently. And there's a lot of shows with language, and you guys have always been kind of not like that. And so it just threw me a little. So that's why I sent a text. It just kind of caught me off guard.
I think it's a fair question. Actually, I reached out to her to put her on the air. After about 8:20, that's about where my douchebag line is. That's where I can use it because most kids are in school or done. I also don't consider that a bad word. That's like a funny word to me. So for future reference, after about 8:20, you know, the equator, that's kind of where the douchebag line is.
Yeah.
But I don't curse in my real life ever, but I don't consider that a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No.
Yeah. I hate that you're maybe.
But I could understand as a parent not wanting your kid to use it. And then if they hear, you know, Bobby or us using it on the show, then he may show up at camp and be like, what up, douchebag? And then you're like, that would be bad. Like,
summertime.
Yeah.
It's summertime. So I guess I wasn't aware because we always listen to you. So we weren't aware that there is a cutoff. We just always listen to you. Like, and so it was natural for us to have you on going to camp this morning. And so if I had to explain it to him, it's just weird. It's kind of how suck has progressed into an okay word.
That's a good one, suck.
And all these other words, you know, now it's douchebag. And I don't know, it just kind of threw me. I love you guys. Don't get me wrong.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, but I am curious how she defined it for her son.
Yeah, what? So to you.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I said it's basically a word we don't really use. It's kind of one of those grown-up words. And he's pretty good about that. He left it alone. And he's like, okay, Mom, whatever.
Does he say things suck?
He's not allowed to. No, not at our house. I mean, I've heard him say it, and then he gets in trouble. Mm. But, you know, it's because it's becoming casual. And, like, they're just, you know, we say our teachers suck now. We say this sucks. And it's just kind of a negative mindset, a negative, you know what I mean?
He's going to go to camp today and be like, you know what sucks? My mom won't let me say douchebag.
No, he better not.
Well, listen.
We're kidding.
Listen, I don't like that happen. Maybe we should only say douchebag before like 6:30 in the summer.
Oh, yeah, because they're waking up late.
Switch it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she would prefer you not say it.
No, I get it, but I'm always going to be me. That's a problem.
Right.
And I don't feel like that's a bad word. And I guess if I probably cursed in my real life, I'd probably curse a little bit on the air too. But I don't curse in my real life, so I don't curse on the air. Well, I hate that you felt that way. And again, to be honest, I called Shannon because I saw her text and I thought she had a valid point and a valid argument. Right,
yeah.
Shannon? Right, Shannon?
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I think
I was surprised to hear from you so quickly.
Other people probably feel the same way.
Exactly. If Shannon's feeling that way, 100% people are listening right now and they're like, preach, Shannon.
I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to turn the douches down about 20% on the show.
Bobby, you don't even say it that often.
I don't
say
it that often.
You just happen to say it today, and now you're acting like every day at 8:20, you're like, what up? Yeah.
And now it's the douchebag segment of the day.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
first time I've ever heard Jewish guys say anything questionable. So I guess maybe that's part of the reason I texted, because it was so out of character for what I consider your norm, you know?
So I went to dictionary.com because I didn't go to Urban Dictionary. Oh, no. I went to regular dictionary. I went to regulardictionary.com mm-hmm. because I was curious how to explain it if my kids were mm-hmm. to ask, because I would want to be able to tell them.
Yeah.
And it's an obnoxious person.
That's
that's all I think about it as.
There's another definition.
But
that
I gotta tell
up.
You, that doesn't even come to my head.
Right.
I don't even. That, to me, it's just like a real, like a dude. It's always a dude too.
Yeah, that's what it says.
It's always like girls are not. Obnoxious dude. He's a douche.
But, oh my gosh.
He'd be into trouble.
In parentheses, it says typically used of a man.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, great point. I'm glad we got this on the air. I love when people say, hey, I don't agree with you, and here's why. And I like to have a conversation like this because I think, again, a lot of times people just go, I don't agree with you. I hate you. I'm going to write something mean. There's no need to do that. I'll turn the douche down just a little bit. And it may be in the summertime, I switch it up and I only douche in the morning.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
There
Good
we
plan.
Go.
All right.
Shannon, like that.
You do that.
Thank you for the call, Shannon.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling me back.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
And there's no better word for that description.
For that dude.
Right now.
It's just not as good to say, it's such an obnoxious person.
He's so obnoxious. No.
Yeah. Right. No. He's,
But we get, I feel your pain.
But as parents, we are in quite the predicament around the house because, I don't want my kids saying, this sucks. Like, they don't say it, but if they start, they will get in trouble. But you know what I say sometimes around the house? Be like, oh, that sucks. You know, I just casually say it. Or Stevenson has started to say like, oh, I hate that, Mom. And I was like, no, let's not use the word hate. Let's come up with a different word. But then like an hour later, I'll hear myself like talking to somebody and I'll be like, oh, I hate that. And now I know where he gets it. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I guess I just think that's not, to me, that's not a bad word. It's just it's just an annoying dude.
And yeah, because us all the same age, we don't think it's a bad word. It's just when you bring those kids in.
Right, I know.
Sucks.
Yeah, but you don't want your kid being the one that says the word sucks. Like, that's the problem.
You don't want to get that call from school.
They can't say it. They can't say it in the house because you certainly don't want them saying it in public because then they're that kid, which is why we're working on our yes ma'ams and yes sirs. Like,
I still say that, though. I'm like, yes ma'am, he is a douchebag. Hey, a lot of calls. I want to talk to Jonathan, North Carolina. Hey, bud.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. Where you live in North Carolina?
Newport.
Oh, man. Amy, is that close to where you used to live?
No.
No, okay, cool. Hey, Jonathan.
I don't think so.
What would you like to say, bud?
I just want to tell you that I appreciate everything y'all do. The show, I've been with y'all since y'all switched over from Jim and Crystal's morning show. And I'm a disabled veteran, so I'm y'all cause a good laugh and get my day started positive every morning. So I just wanted to tell you guys I appreciate it.
Oh, that's really kind of you to call and say, man, appreciate what you did too, man. That's awesome. Jim, where do you?
Caller, I've never actually been able to get through with you guys, so it was pretty cool to.
Oh, come on, here we go.
That's awesome.
I got through. I'm gonna send you something. I was looking back in the room. I'm gonna send you. Listen, I don't know if you want it, but I wrote a book. It did pretty well, called "Fail Until You Don't," and I'd like to send you a signed copy if you'd like to have it.
That'd be awesome. I've actually tried to been look for your books at the local stores, and we haven't been able to find them. So
they're probably just selling so fast, you can't keep them in stock. I'm kidding, but Jonathan, I'm going to send you "Fail Until You Don't," and I'm going to write you a nice note. And I really, I appreciate you calling. More than that, I just appreciate your service to our country.
Awesome. I do appreciate it. I mean, I just did what I was supposed to do.
I'm going to put them on hold if you guys want to grab that. By the way, you can check out Fail Until You Don't. Get it on Amazon or wherever you want to get books. Did you see the road rage story? It's about the hammer.
Hammer?
Gets road. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. I don't think so.
This can't end well.
Well, so someone pulls out a hammer during a road rage incident. This is in Pennsylvania. Two cars. A man and a woman are facing charges stemming from a road rage incident, which involved a man. I'm going to walk through it slowly, okay? So, they're driving down the road, and this guy Michael and another person were driving, and this other person, the Walmart parking lot, they're going pull over Walmart parking lot. So, Michael grabs a hammer, right? So, the guy's like, oh, crap, that guy's got a hammer. I probably should grab something. So, the other car grabs a weed eater.
Oh.
No way.
Garden tools. Well, carpentry. Okay.
So
it's whatever you got.
So, yeah, whatever.
So right now you got the hammer v the weed eater. Who are you taking right
hammer.
Now? Hammer. Amy, who are you taking right now? Hammer versus
weed eater. Weed eater, because
what?
It's got, what?
If you can get it started, it's got reach.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's
it's
a string.
Longer and it is like that makes noise.
It does have, it's only a string.
It's a string that goes in circles.
It, guys, I'm telling you, if you can get it on.
Oh, you gotta hit the choke button.
Yeah,
you gotta choke
it. It's like seven pulls. You gotta get it because you got a hammer. You're like, okay, you're pulling it. You're pulling it hard as fast you can. If you can get it going, I'm definitely going weed eater over hammer.
Okay.
Because hammer, you don't have the reach, or you got to throw it.
Right. Oh, you've seen like Mario, bro.
But then if you miss.
Mario.
The turtle throws a hammer sometimes.
But if you miss, you're in trouble. Well, then the guy with the hammer was like, oh, you got a weed eater? I see that. And he pulls out a gun.
Oh, okay. Then you're like back off.
Because gun v. weed eater,
yes,
and not
gun.
Close.
I mean, he tried to just go with the hammer first. He tried.
How funny, though, if you just see gun v. weed eater, or not gun, but hammer v. weed eater in a Walmart parking lot.
And then everyone starts making bets.
That's every, yes.
Yeah, right?
That's every part about where I grew up, how like weapon fights would happen. It wouldn't be guns. It would be somebody grab a 2x4 out of the back of the truck, and then somebody else would go and grab a wrench. And it's like, well, looks like Michael and Seth about to have it out here.
Love
well, so
that.
What,
and they're the Piggly Wiggly just throwing down.
Is everybody okay?
Everything okay?
There's some, arrested.
They're in jail,
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. What are you in for? Weed eater. Well, guess what? It's Mike D's birthday today. I don't know how many of you guys knew that. I didn't see a lot of people telling him to have birthday. Mike D, come over to the microphone. Mike D, if you hear a game on the show, he probably wrote it. A lot of the stuff here, a lot of the news stories that we find, Mike D finds them for me. Here he is. Mike D, everybody. Happy birthday to this guy.
Thank you.
Mike D, today you're how old?
28.
He is wow.
Ah, oh, your knees 28, hurt?
Feeling
no,
great.
Not yet.
No? You good?
I'm waiting on
what's
it.
What's the birthday plan?
Just hang out. And then, I mean, we have a Bobby cast later, so.
That's true. We do work.
Yeah, work a little bit, but yeah.
Anything from your girlfriend? Are you guys still together?
Yeah, we're still together.
She send you anything?
She has something waiting for me, I guess, at my house when I get home.
Oh, her in a box.
Yeah, her for
like
sure.
It.
Is that her?
No.
Is she coming to town for your birthday?
No, I saw her over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you did your birthday thing then?
Mm-hmm.
I always have a weird thing about a pre-birthday celebration. I always more like a post. Like if you can't do it on the day, I'd rather do it after because pre feels like when it's finally your birthday, it's like, I've already done it all. It doesn't even feel real.
Yeah, I get
where
that.
Post is like you still get to have your birthday and everybody gets to have birthday to you, but you still have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes
yeah,
sense. But
yeah,
when you
she sucks.
When you
no, I'm kidding.
When you
I'm
live
totally
apart,
kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And any advice you want to give now as a 28-year-old birthday man?
I don't know.
There you go. There he said it.
Good one,
he
Mike.
He said it. That's why he's known as Quiet
well,
Mike.
Well, he's only been 28 for a few hours. Oh, so.
Cool of wisdom, this guy.
We'll ask you about your 28-year-old advice in 364 days, so you better have something good.
I have three more words.
All right. There he is. Quiet Mike, everybody. It's his birthday today. He is a massive contributor to this show that really doesn't care to be on the air, doesn't want to be on the air, isn't on the air that much. But it is his birthday today. I have your presents and stuff at home. We do have a Bobby cast tonight. Carrie Edwards, who is Luke Bryan's manager, Cole Swindell's manager, is coming over to do it.
Oh,
and
cool.
And I don't talk to a lot of managers.
No,
but
you don't.
I know, but.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, because she started with Luke from the beginning.
Yep.
And she has other artists as well, too. But she's going to come by and we'll talk to her. And I know her well because Luke and I do Idol together. So Carrie and I spend a lot of time together. But I think it'll be a good Bobbycast. So search Bobbycast wherever you listen to your podcasts. That'll be up tonight. There's one with Dustin Lynch that's up right now. You can listen to Dustin and I talk. I think that's it. I think we're good. Amy, what's going on with you today?
I think today's one of the first days in a really long time just because it's been so hot and schedules are crazy that my girl group that I walk with sometimes, like, I think we're scheduling a walk. So I'm kind of excited to catch up with some of them. It'd be nice.
Lunchbox?
I'm going to celebrate Mike D's birthday. I mean.
Bye?
Just being quiet, take a nap, you know, relax.
Do things. Yeah. Be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, that's about
eat
it.
Eat vegan.
Eat vegan,
that
you know.
True. You can get the guy a bunch of vegetables and be like, here's your birthday cake. Yeah. Let's see. I was going to pull up my calendar real quick, but I know I have a Bobbycast, and I got in late last night from being overseas for a bit for that TV show. So
I feel like you probably need to catch up on some. No?
No.
No rest? Okay.
It's not that. I just got to get back on track. And some of that time, some of that means don't rest.
Oh, is that
oh,
right?
Yeah, true.
To get back on the system. So Not quite sure. That's a little burp there. Oh, see, man. That's from all the travel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you travel, you burp.
That, all right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, thank you very much. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Goodbye.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.